Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today is a fun one. We got a bunch of clickbait titles lined up for these future Tuesday episodes. And here's the first one. Is passive income a lie? I think it comes from this place of like they people are asking because they want the easy button. They want to believe any business model. And to be fair, every guru on the internet is telling you that every business model is super easy. And hopefully John and I set expectations well around here that like business is hard. That's why most people don't do it. And it's something you're always on. There's no turning off on business. Like you have to be on all the time. I don't understand why anybody would want to be turned off if I'm honest with you, but like business is, has its challenges, whatever you're into. And so hopefully John and I don't sell it this way, but you've been asked this. I've been asked this. Heck, we have a post in our Facebook group, free to join. Go Google, you know, look on Facebook for the Dropship Tribe. You can join our Facebook group there. But somebody asked in there of a question relating to this, saying what other side hustle do y'all do that gives passive income? And we got a lot of answers here, and John was like, you know what, I think we should podcast on this. I've got something to say about this. So take away, John, rant away.
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, it came up and I saw it at the time, and it was just like, and I commented on this post, of course, after a few other people did, and commented more or less what I'm going to say. But I thought for me, you know, the question was just indicative of the how I had dropshipping sold to me by or saw dropshipping or other online businesses sold at the time when I first got started, which was at some point you're going to be sitting on a beach sipping margaritas, you know, with your laptop next to you on the sand or some shit. And I can actually specifically remember those pictures in ads for online businesses and stuff. Like literally, you don't see it as much today, but I think that still persists, that's the reality of running a large and successful business, is that you're doing it while you're sitting on a beach. Now, I'm not going to say that can't happen or that nobody's ever done that before or whatever, but the problem with that message is that it sends to people is that that's where you start, is that that's going to happen in the first few months or something like that. You're going to go and build this business and then shazam, magically, you're sitting on the beach and you know, it's all happy families, girls in bikinis and blah, blah, blah. And quite frankly, so what people come to it with the expectation that that's going to happen and it doesn't happen. And so that then causes people to be like, oh, well, this isn't what I thought it was, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's just a really unhelpful place to start thinking that's sort of what's going to happen. I mean, not to mention there's just like a conflict in saying side hustle and passive in the same sentence. What does the word hustle mean? It means you're doing stuff. What does the word passive mean? It means you're not doing stuff. So you can't have a side hustle that is passive, because if it was passive, it wouldn't be a side hustle. It wouldn't be a hustle at all. You wouldn't be doing anything. You'd just be sitting there watching your bank balance tick up every so often and, you know, maybe sharing a few thoughts with the person that's running your business. So passive income literally means you're generating income and you're not doing anything. So for example, if you buy some stocks and those stocks go up in value and then you sell them at a higher value than you bought them, that was passive income.
Or if they have
you
a dividend.
Own a real estate, right? And you're renting out a house and every week that rental check comes in, and you're not doing it, it's under management by, you know, a real estate company, that's passive income. You ain't doing anything. When you go and start a business, you are doing something. No business income is passive. Maybe at some point in the future, you might run a business where it gets big enough, you've got a CEO that works, that runs the business for you, et cetera, and yeah, you just own shares in the business and you're sitting off somewhere else and you get, you know, paid dividends or whatever from your business. You get an annual payment or something like that, or a monthly payment from that business. Once again, though, that is way, 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 way down the track. If you're just starting out, that is not you next year. That is not you the year after. And that is certainly not going to be you this year, right? You're going to be involved with the building, running, management of your business to some extent. And so it can't be passive. And so it's just a terrible mindset to, I think, to think that that's the reason why I'm starting a business is so that I don't have to do anything. And so, you know, that was kind of what I commented is that, you know, I mean, yeah, I get the question, I think, was really just like, what other things do you do on the side of your main thing that generate income? It's a fine question. And that post got a lot of, got some interesting answers, actually.
Yeah.
which we'll talk about. But, you know, and it's cool to do things on the side. But, yeah, I've just heard that so many times over the years that the word passive put in the same sentence as business. And every time I hear that, I'm just like, we've really got to shake that mindset out of people that starting out, whether it's a high ticket dropshipping business or any other sort of online business or a physical business, that it's going to be a passive experience, because the reverse is true. The more you are involved, the more you do, the more work you put in, the more consistent work you put in, the faster you're going to move potentially to that place where maybe one day you can either take your business income and invest it into places that are going to produce passive income and build your wealth that way, or have a company that's fully under management by other people that you don't really have any input into. Maybe, but you actually got to come to it with the mindset that you're going to be the opposite of passive in the beginning. I don't know what the exact word is. It's the opposite of passive, active. That's what you've got to want to do. You've got to be aiming. I want to actively run a business, not passively run it.
And I think you should take as I'm going to call him my friend now. We're text buddies, Ryan Moran and I. Build your business and invest the profits into something that is passive income. And if you can build a business that puts into investments that produce passive income and you live off that passive income, you've created this triangle of wealth, right? And eventually you'll have enough invested that you can live on passive income. But the idea that you're going to start a business that is passive out of the gates, to be fair, John, you brought it up in the beginning. I was sold on that idea that I was going to start a dropshipping business and hang out on a beach in Thailand. And, you know, it would all be easy. And I'm glad we don't teach that. I'm really glad that we teach the real that, like, everything in some way, shape, or form is challenging, and you get to pick your challenging. Is it wake up at 6 a.m., drive 2 hours in traffic and go to your 9 to 5, and then drive 2 hours home and not see your kids? Is that the challenging you want? Is it the challenging that, hey, I got a call from a customer at 8 p.m., and I'm going to answer that phone, I'm going to close that sale? Is that your challenging, right? Everything is challenging in some way, shape, or form. And so, and it's definitely not passive, right? You have to build, you have to create, you have to market, you have to do lots of things in any business in order to keep the wheels turning. And so we did get some interesting answers here, though. One of them is from the poster themselves. Like, there's no shortage of spam comments. So, of course, they answered, I'm into drop shipping. I sell women clothing and accessories. I made over 30K monthly. And then shortly after that, sure, I'd love to help you get started. Send me a DM, right? So I think, you know, some people are using our group to back channel their way into their own program or Forex trading or whatever it is. But there's actually, look, there's some helpful ones here. I don't know whether you want to go helpful answers or like funny answers. And I have my own experience here too, I think, as well, that it might be kind of interesting. So do you want to go with funny first, or do you want to go with helpful, John?
No, let's do funny. People are here for entertainment, man. Come on.
We can go right down the list. So there you go. One of our students, Alexander Vo, said, my store is my main focus, and I have this side hustle thing called a day job. He's on every call at his job. The background's blurred. Occasionally, you can see him stand up and talk to a student. I think he works at a college. Thanks for chiming in, Alex. What else we got
and,
here?
And kudos to anybody who is at work right now listening to this on your boss's dime. I am so thrilled that there are companies out there that are paying our audience to listen to our podcast while they work. That just lights me up every time I love it. Hear it.
Randy Green, another student, says, construction/services company. We install and service some of the products we sell online in our dropshipping business. And then he says, and very much not passive. I missed that part. So followed by Alexis saying, I like to steal. I like that one. I mean, that's not passive, right? You have to actively be stealing.
Yeah, petty theft. You've got to move that stuff, right? And you've got to not get caught. I mean, there's a lot of stress there. There's a lot of anxiety, you know. Is it, are you, you know, are you going to jail? Who knows?
And then to your point, the next comment is rental properties from Steve. I believe he's a student as well. Followed by Carla, who says, I do the same, although I wouldn't say it's passive. So there you go, right? Like even rental properties, even if you have a management company in place, there's shit to worry about, right? Like nothing's ever passive. There's another, hey, come check out I Trade Stocks and Options. Want to learn from me type of comment there. What else we got? I make ammo and sell cars. Main income is reloading components. That's wild. And he's not in America. I would have immediately assumed he's in America. He's not. That's wild. What else we got? Wholesale flip houses, own rentals, and high ticket drop shipping. Love that. Nothing unless you have capital to invest. That's a poor attitude, but he's probably not wrong here, right? Unless you're investing capital and getting a passive return, there's not really passive. I do print on demand, Facebook marketplace arbitrage from Gavin. I love that one. That's how I started. Actually, I would go to garage sales and I would find products, usually new, and I would simply scan them on eBay. Facebook marketplace wasn't a real big thing back then, and I would just see if there's room there. So if I could buy it for $1 or $2, throw it up on eBay. You know, Gary Vee made an entire series about this. I can't remember the name of it. Junk something. I don't remember what it's called, but there's six or seven of them where Gary Vee goes to garage sales and just, you know, works people over. Even when their pricing's low, he wants to get it for half that price and then shows you what it can sell for and what it did sell for on eBay. There's no shortage of ways to do arbitrage and make a quick buck. That's for sure. I love that one. Put some money in an RWA platform that tokenizes real estate, so I get a monthly yield without the hassle of having tenants. I don't know what RWA stands for, but I've been offered to be part of syndicates where I am truly making a passive investment. Obviously, the returns are lower when somebody else is managing it. And then Lee says, I'm a freelance photographer and graphic designer. Dude, I admire anyone who's doing a side hustle. And honestly, in today's environment, at least here in America, there's plenty of people whose dollar has been de-dollarized, I guess. Like you've lost the purchasing power thanks to inflation. Like we have printed so much cash. Our debt to GDP is insane. Your dollar is worth so much less than it was just 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And so I think it's almost imperative for you to have a side hustle just to, number one, do something that actually like excites you and you know, bring in some extra income. John, you're across the pond, as they say. What do you do? I know you have a response in here. What was your response to side hustles?
My response for my little side hustle is that I own a caravan or RV, as you guys call them, rental business. So I own some caravans, you know, which I buy with cash, you know.
And that's your passive income business. Your passive income business created it, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And because at the moment, the market for those things, that the rental market for those things is very hot. And so the return on them is about 20% a year, which is much better than pretty much any other investment that I could make. It's better than real estate. It's better than the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a cool little thing to do. We do use a caravan from time to time as well. But once again, it's not passive either. I mean, you know, caravans come back, somebody's got to clean them. I don't clean them, but I pay someone to do that. But, you know, you've got to interact with the customers there. You know, it doesn't require a lot of time. Absolutely. It's very a minimal amount of time, but there is still something there. So that's what I do at the moment. I mean, I've got money in real estate and we've got money in stocks and I've got money in all sorts of places as well that generates income or increases in value, as it were. But, you know, I don't even know, like, if I think about it, why do you want everything you do to be passive? Anyway, I think this is also a bit of a furphy that, like...
Wait, what? A furphy? What's that?
Furphy. You don't know. There's an Australian one for you.
What is it?
It's kind of like, you know, like a lie, basically, or a misconception, if you like.
Furphy.
Yeah, we actually have a beer brand here called Furphy as well. There you go. So where was I going with that when you derailed my amazing point I was about to make?
It's a bit of a lie.
Yeah, Google it, mate. Is that, like, who wants to start a business that's passive anyway? Like, I mean, people do better when they're doing something. So I think everybody has this conception that if all of my income was passive, I would just be doing whatever I want to do. Have you ever looked at retired people? They don't do shit. a lot of them, and they end up dying unhealthily because of that, as a result of not being engaged with anything. I don't even think if my business could be passive that I would want to be hands-off from it all the time. Like people think, oh, well, if all of my income was passive, I'd just go and sit on a beach every day, or I'd go and play golf every day. You would get bored shitless of that in about 3 months. I guarantee you that, right? You got to be doing something. You got to be doing something you love doing. Like you, but like not like a hobby, but like you got to be involved with something meaningful. And I think in a hands-on way. And yeah, you could go and work for charities or do any of that sort of stuff. But I think, you know, I think you actually, it's actually really important for people to, yes, be doing something they love. So not necessarily a job, but something kind of like that, but that works for them.
You know, it has to be challenging. So, you have to be progressing in some way, shape, or form. You can't just show up every day and do nothing. You have to be working towards something. That, to me, that is the meaning of life. You're constantly learning something new or working towards some end result. And even when you get there, it's just like there's a South Park episode where they spend hours in the forest killing pigs, or days in the forest killing pigs, just to beat this dude on World of Warcraft. And then they beat him. And they're like, ooh, and they're all, you know, fat and pimply faced. And Cartman's mom's collecting his poo behind him. It's hilarious. And they're like, what do we do now? And they're like, what do you mean? What do we do now? Now we can play the game, right? Okay. Can you know, add this to your hot bar? Just great episode if you're a South Park fan. But like, you have to be working towards something at all times. So even when you get there, which by the way, whenever you get there, whatever there is in your head, it won't be as great as you think it's going to be.
And then there's another there. You'll be like, but I'm not there. There's more there. Yeah. There's another level. There's new levels, et cetera, et cetera. There's always new levels. Yeah, I totally agree.
But that's game. That's the whole thing. That's what joy is playing that game over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I was having this conversation with some students the other day. It was in response to the, do you have to do something that you love? And, you know, I think you commented on this as well, and we've talked about this on the podcast before. But, like, I love the business. Not what I sell, right? That's my love. And like, I wouldn't want my businesses to be passive anyway, I don't think. Like, literally, like, this is my hobby. This is what I love doing, sort of thing. So, like, I wouldn't want to be completely hands-off. I'd be like, man, I want to get in there and do stuff. It's fun. I love it. You know what I mean? That's what I'm passionate about. And I think if you can find that, like, you're set, man. You're set.
So there's another answer in here that I jumped over because I was laughing so hard at the one above it. John Murphy, another course member, super helpful in the Facebook group, by the way, too. If you're overseas and you have questions or really anything, John is super helpful. He says he does affiliate marketing and a few things linked to e-com. He builds affiliate sites that link back to his e-commerce site, and that's kind of his passive income. I actually think that's genius. I'm literally working on that on a different business too. If you have any tips, John, reach out. And then I put in there the same thing, affiliate marketing. So I think there's opportunities to snatch up exact match domains and affiliate link to things where you're not going to get in trouble for the exact match domain. Now, it doesn't print a whole lot, but it works really, really well. I actually paired that with my old podcast as well, where John, you were on there, right? And I think I bought like dropshipwithjohn.com or something like that. So if you were on there, that would come up. Now, if I was really smart, I would buy like the other version. I think we own both, so I can say this. The other version, the way you actually spell Dropship Breakthrough, I would have bought that and then ranked that as like a one-page website mentioning your name and all of the, you know, the buzzwords, and then send an affiliate link back to you. But again, it's pretty hacky, and most businesses will be like, what are you doing? We're not going to allow you in our affiliate program. But it can work. And so, like, that's the closest thing to passive I can think of, where you build a one-page website and affiliate market it something. And but even then, you had to build the one-page website. You had to buy the domain. You have to go get links. You have to do the keyword research. And so, like, I just don't think there is truly passive income in the sense that I think people want it to be when they're, you know, asking a question like this in our Facebook group.
Hmm.
You got any other thoughts on is passive income a lie, John? Is it a lie? Have we determined? Are we calling it a lie?
No, passive income in and of itself is not a lie. I mean, yes, it is possible to have income that is passive, right? As in that you're not doing anything for, but is it a lie as far as business is concerned? I think, you know, for, you know, 90 something percent of people who run a business out there, yes, it is. Can you get to a point with a business where you are completely hands off and you're just taking that monthly, whatever, you know, you've got a share of the business, but you're not doing anything at all to do with that business. Yes, that is possible. Is it going to happen with a high ticket dropshipping business? No, it's not. Right? No, it's not. But it is possible with bigger businesses that somebody ends up in that position. So, no, it's not a lie, but in the sense that it always gets asked about and presented to do with online businesses online by gurus, by whatever, yes, that absolutely, those circumstances, it is a lie. Those people are flat out lying to you.
It comes up a lot on sales calls, right? So if you want to, we give you an opportunity to book a call with John and I so we can, you know, walk you through what's in the course and answer your questions and get you signed up, dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. This comes up on calls a lot too. And I think it's due to the marketing that's out in the world of, you know, again, we reference a lot the young kid standing next to his rented Lambo telling you how he found the next hot product on AliExpress. And, you know, he did $1 million last month or something like that. And totally passive, by the way. He sold $1 million worth of $20 widgets that are garbage and he didn't do a thing. I'm sure that definitely happened. But they'll get on calls with us and ask that too. And so I think, you know, just having this podcast out there to be like, hey, you know what? Let's maybe skip the call. Just go listen to this podcast will be helpful. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.